In this resource, Kingdom Advisors founding director Ron Blue answers your questions on integrating faith and finance. For more information, visit kingdomadvisors.com.
One of the needs of advisors is to really do something significant for God, have an eternal impact. And you know just as well as these folks on the phone from running your business when you're at Ronald Blue & Company, you know, among the rigors of business, you've got multiple advisors, multiple offices, a lot of responsibility. You add to that the economic environment we've just gone through. The question is, how do you stay in the midst of all of that, focused on the kingdom priorities and the kingdom impact, when what's constantly hitting you over the head every day is the reality of keeping the operation going and the staff and the clients and the investments and all of that?
Well, I couldn't do that if I didn't spend time with the Lord every day. I've got good disciples. I was discipled well when I first became a believer, and I've journaled for 30-some years. I've used various devotionals. The one I most consistently use is My Utmost for His Highest, and it's a dated one. So, you know, if I miss January 27th, I'm a day behind.
Right.
Okay. So I don't believe that you can maintain perspective without getting your perspective from God's Word. And one of the things that I've been dealing with in the last several weeks, just for myself, I read in a devotional that God needs to break us from our own understanding of ourself. And I've been reading and rereading and meditating on and praying over Psalm 139, which is what a description of what God knows about me. It's just like right now. I didn't plan on making this comment, but because of spending time with the Lord, I do have something to share that has some significance, not because I'm sharing it, but because this is what God's doing in my life. So I don't think you can maintain perspective without spending time with the Lord every single day. Now, I'm not legalistic on it. If I miss a day or two or three, that's okay. But I am, as a habit, starting my day with the Lord. I couldn't maintain perspective. I certainly couldn't maintain perspective by reading the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, and I know you've gone as far as to say, and I think it's such a great point, that not only the perspective, but you don't have anything to bring to your clients apart from your time in God's Word.
Absolutely not. And, you know, on the coaching and the questions that I've answered over the years, it's probably the one piece of advice. I can't tell you what to say, but I can tell you that if you're spending time with God and you ask for wisdom, He will give you the words to say, the questions to ask in every client meeting. And it's not tactical. It's eternal. In our coaching program, I may have even used it in the core training of the iceberg, where what you see above the water line is 1/10 of the iceberg. What's really important is what's below the water line. I think most professional training is the above the water line, the tactics, the how and the what. But the real big issue is below the water line, and that answers the question why.